With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration indicates more military support for Ukraine in response to recent Russian attacks. As Special Envoy Keith Kellogg meets with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
Discussions focus on defense, security, and U.S.-Ukraine cooperation. On Sunday, Trump expressed frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over continued attacks on Ukraine.
He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening. So there's a little bit of a problem there.
The U.S. is sending Patriot missiles to help Ukraine counter Russia's intensified aerial strikes. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is in Washington for talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
With the death toll at 132, the search for missing victims of the July 4th flooding in Texas continues. Volunteers helping to remove debris and clean up. Murray Van Gundy is with Kerrville Baptist Church.
One of our members of our church, their house flooded up in Hunt, so we spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning their house out, and they were able to salvage the structure of it, ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house, but thankfully they got out safe.
Heavy rain over the weekend has stalled the search for at least 170 victims. A deadly fire at an assisted living facility in Massachusetts, killing 9 people and trapping residents inside. Authorities say at least 30 people were hurt. Firefighters responded late Sunday to the Gabriel House facility in Fall River. That's about 50 miles south of Boston. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high, surpassing $123,000 on Monday, marking a sharp rise from $108,000 just a week ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up 65 points, the Nasdaq adding 51. This is SRN News. Americans are concerned about pornography.
A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute reveals that about 70% of adults want to limit access to online porn. That includes 60% of young men who are the primary consumers of the product. The survey also reveals that amongst the strongest male opponents of pornography are men ages 18 to 24. Meanwhile, statistics indicate that the average age that a young person encounters porn in this country these days is 11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Taliban's supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accusing the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. A new study says that 19% of food and drinks in the U.S. contain synthetic food dyes.
Researchers evaluated ingredient data for packaged foods and beverages made by the top 25 U.S. food manufacturers, looking specifically at products in the top 5 categories most often marketed to kids: confectionery, sugar-sweetened beverages, ready meals, and breakfast cereals and baked goods. They found products in these categories were more likely to have synthetic dyes. The average sugar content of products with synthetic dyes was 141% more than those without the dyes. Tayshia Stevens reported.
From the foreign desk, the Indian government proposing requiring the lowest temperature setting on all new air conditioners to be 68 degrees Fahrenheit. They hope the change will result in large savings on electricity. India, one of the world's largest air conditioner markets. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.